This week's Video Ask Vic question comes from Keith from Taylor's, South Carolina. Vic, I don't share all the good feelings and hope that everyone else seems to feel. Are we counting it as a moral victory? I don't believe in moral victories. Call it whatever you want, but there are victories hidden in the final scores of games, and I saw a lot of hidden victories in the Packers' 34-28 loss to the 49ers. I saw a defensive front seven that won the battle of the line of scrimmage. I saw an offensive line that gave Aaron Rodgers ample time to throw. I saw the Packers accept the physical challenge the 49ers presented, and the team that nearly won in San Francisco on Sunday bore little resemblance to the team that was blown out in San Francisco last January and was harshly criticized for being soft. On 4th and 2, and with the game on the line this past Sunday, the 49ers tried to draw the Packers offside. They didn't try to jam it down the Packers' throat. The Packers forced the 49ers to resort to an attempted trick and then a pass. That's not a moral victory. My opinion of Sunday's game is that it could be a potential turning point for a team making the transition to power football. If that turns out to be true, Sunday's loss will have been much more than a moral victory. It will have been the dawn of a new day. Nobody likes to lose, but sometimes we fail to identify victory. For Packers.com, I'm Vic Ketchum.